It is a pleasure to be with you. It's a pleasure to be with Clive Tyldesley to chat about what he expects from the, well, we'll call them the top seven. Now it used to be the top six. But Newcastle have elbowed the way in with Champions League qualification. You cannot argue with that.
Are you writing Everton off at this stage?
I am.
Yeah.
once members of the Big Five, and now it's a Big Seven and they can't even make that anymore. They're fortunate they're in the Big 17, if we're all honest. We will write the Blues off for now, but one never knows what Sean Dyche is up to. But we will work through it. We will include Liverpool as we go, but to talk about what Clive feels the summer holds for each of our sides that sit at the top of the table. We'll start with the oddities in terms of the behaviour, the conduct, more so even than the club that is owned publicly 80% by the Public Investment Fund of Saudi Arabia. We'll start with Chelsea, who, Clive, just show no signs of slowing down. And the idea it's not rational, a lot of this. From my eyes, it never has been, and yet circumstances change, and maybe it has been all along.
I think player recruitment is a fascinating area and has become more and more fascinating. And not every club can have a year like Liverpool had when they signed Mohamed Salah, Virgil van Dijk and Alisson Becker in the space of 12 months. Okay, they paid a pretty penny for each of them. But if you were looking back now and they'd paid double for those players, the difference that they made to the football club, let alone the football team, was immeasurable, really. And obviously Chelsea have the bucks to do something like that, but they don't seem to have any kind of a plan. And if Nicolas Martinez is the first thought of the Pochettino era, then there's very little sign of any order being restored, particularly if good players, I'm not saying great players, particularly if good players like Kovacic and Mount, Loftus-Cheek, have got to find alternative employment. So I do think they were a total mess at the end of last season, as indeed were Tottenham Hotspur. And I don't think that was all Frank Lampard and Ryan Mason's fault. I think both of them have got a long way to come. Chelsea have probably got some better players. I think Reece James is a good player, but they're losing N'Golo Kanté, I think, has been an exceptional player for them. So they would be the two stragglers for me of the seven.